And so a lot of the people who worked on America's first early warning defense system that later became NORAD, but it was called SAGE at the time, went to work for ARPA, the Pentagon R&D outfit that we now call DARPA. And of course, ARPA in 1962 initiated this program that became the ARPANET, and the ARPANET grew into the internet that we use today. And so it was pretty explicit back then that the internet, it was a kind of a new kind of counterinsurgency technology that could allow you to manage the world in a way that you can manage strife out of it. Because all these insurgencies were seen as, on some level, management problems, you know, because it was they weren't properly managed. These people, you know, people in Vietnam were upset because, well, you know, of course, yeah, they're being treated unfairly. And so we should have, you know, given them a little bit of what they wanted, you know, earlier. And that way we would have, you know, completely prevented them from going over to the other side and, you know, going over and, you know, being communist, right? So the idea was if you could catch that problem early, you could completely take out this problem. And so the internet came out of this idea. I mean, it was just – that was one of the major threads, but it was only one of them. There were other threads that went into the creation of the internet because it's a pretty big program. It lasted for several decades. And so there were different aspects that were that influenced it. But this was a very, very, very dominant influence on the creation of this technology. And yet, if you go to any history book about the internet, it's just not there.